like advantages, there are some disadvantages also to the recurring deposit. It consists of liquidity, number one. When you deposit the money into recurring deposit, you will never have the privilege to withdraw it as you wish. If you are looking for an easy liquidity instrument, recurring deposits are an absolute bad idea. Liquidity is not there. Number two, rate of interest. Interest earned on the recurring deposit is much lower than that of the regular fixed deposit schemes. Since your deposits are being made in a small installment and not as a whole chunk, there is a less earning in the as a part of interest. Then stringent monthly installment. You cannot change the deposit account in case the recurring deposit with a fixed amount. Once you decided every month I will deposit 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 like that for a period of 1 year. In between you cannot change, you don't have the money, you can deposit only 500 and next month you deposit 1,500. That is not permitted. That is the stringent monthly installments. Now coming down to another breed of the account, that is non-resident account. Non-resident account. There are different types of the bank accounts for the non-resident offered. They include two types of the savings account and a fixed deposit. NRO or non-resident ordinary account and NRE, that is non-resident external deposit account. These are the normal saving type account. Banks also offer the foreign currency non-resident fixed deposit account, which is called as an FCNRB. So let us see one by one. Non-resident ordinary account, NRO, savings account, fixed deposit account. This account is maintained in Indian rupees. Okay. Local credits are permitted. Foreign inward remittance is also permitted to credit in this NRO account. Therefore, its characteristic feature is like an ordinary saving bank account. Therefore, it is the NRI can park the money which is earned in India or overseas in NRO account. NRO account can be savings account or also term deposit accounts also it can maintain. Payment like rent, maturity, pension, etc., which is earned in India can be credited to this account. And the funds in these accounts can be repatriated overseas as per the FEMA guidelines. And the current guideline consists of US dollar equivalent $1 million per year from April to March is permitted to repatriate out of the balances held in NRO account. Okay. The interest income earned on this deposit account is a taxable at source, and currently 30% interest rate tax is applicable on the interest earned out of it. Then non-resident external account, NRE, savings account or fixed deposit account also you can say. This deposit account is similar to NRO account, only thing is that local funds are not permitted to credit into this account. Any money deposited into this account is converted into INR at the prevailing exchange rate, and NRE accounts are only for the parking the funds or earning from the overseas or from outside India. Therefore, NRE accounts can be a savings account or term deposit accounts. The funds in these accounts, both principal and interest, are freely repatriable overseas. Like NRO account, there is no limit as such. The interest earned on these deposit accounts is not taxed in India like how it is taxed to NRO account. Now, foreign currency non-resident account, that is FCNR bank, that is FCNRB account. As the name suggests, unlike the other accounts, there are two types of accounts. Foreign currency non-resident accounts are maintained in foreign currency itself without conversion into Indian rupees. The principal and interest from these accounts are freely repatriable overseas, but the interest earned is not taxed in India. right? Then types of account as per the holding pattern. These are the major types we have seen. Now, account may be held individually, jointly, or it may be with somebody else. The holding pattern is important for the accounts also. Single and joint accounts are very similar, except for the major difference. A joint account can be shared by two or more people, where the single account can only have one account holder. So these two accounts are single account. Holding pattern is a singly held account. Means account opened by or on behalf of the individual person in his name. A personal bank account is not a business use, but rather for the individual to keep and manage their own personal funds and other assets. Advantages of individual bank accounts: it is a saving for the personal goals and also financial independence. Disadvantages of the single account: as the name suggests, it is the name of the single individual. In case of emergency and unavailability of the account holder, no one can access his account. Disposal of the funds in the account on the death of the single account holder, where there is no nomination, can be a very painful and tedious and expensive process. In respect of the joint account is a savings account that is in the name of two or more individuals. Account holder can conduct a transaction and sign payment instruments regardless of who deposited the funds into the account, whether this is action created, whether it's action creates or increases an overdraft or an account. Everyone involved in the joint account must decide whether joint consent is required to perform these types of transactions, or if these are the things that any of the account holder can do so on behalf of others. Accordingly, the account can have the joint signatories or single signatories also. As a joint account holder, you share the equal responsibility for the transactions which are made through the account. The tax liability will be that of the first holder on the account. Advantages of opening the joint bank account. A joint deposit account is especially useful for the couples and the situation where there is a shared ownership and expenses involved. Just as a joint account intended for managing everyday expenses such as rent, mortgage, utilities, etc., a joint savings account can also be useful for the individuals who would like to set aside the money for the shared goals. If there is an emergency, when you are not around, the other holder can operate the account and get the work done, such as cash withdrawal or deposit withdrawal hassles. In case of sudden demise of one account holder, the other will have the financial access to the other account without much documentation. The other account holder is eligible for all the access even if there is no will at that point of time. Now, disadvantages of opening the joint account. There is no protection if one of the owner misuses the account. So you both are held responsible even if you have nothing to do with it. Joint account holder can withdraw a huge portion of the funds without notifying the another holder. That is why it is important to open the joint bank account with someone you trust. Otherwise, you can opt to have the joint signatories so that all the holders should sign for any transactions. Likewise, the person of the financial problems can become the financial concern of both owners. For example, if a holder goes bankrupt, the funds in the account will be considered as that person's assets. Now coming down to understand the loan accounts. Loan accounts, loans can be utilized for various things in today's world. It can be used for funding the startup, buying the appliances or new machinery, or the bank issues the loan for opening the loan account to the customers after understanding the customer profile and his repayment capacity. Some of the loan accounts that bank open for their customers are, one is a personal loan. Majority of the banks offer the personal loans to their customers for any expenseless, like paying a bill or purchasing a new television or any other utility. Generally, these loans are unsecured loans, and the lender or the bank need to certain documents like proof of assets, proof of income before approving the personal loan. Rate of interest associated with these loans can be on little bit on higher side, and the tenure of this loan is not very long. Credit card loan. When you are using the credit card, you must understand that you will have to repay all the purchases that you made against that using the credit card, using that billing cycle. There is a high amount of interest on the amount you borrow on your credit cards. If you do not pay your credit card bills on time, the interest will be kept piling, and it might be difficult for you to manage your finances with rising outstanding balances. The charges levied on the credit cards on non-payment are finances with the rising outstanding balances, financing charges, and late payment charges, cash advance charges, etc. They are very much on the higher side. Then coming down to little bit about home loan, that you are very much popular about it. When you wish to purchase a house, applying for the home loan can help you to the greater extent. It provides you a financial support and helps you to buy the house for yourself and your loved ones. These loans are generally come with a longer tenure of 20 years to 30 years. Your credit score, that is CIBIL, that score must be very good. If you have a good credit score, there is a fair chance of that it will be easier for you to secure the loan. Home loans are primarily taken for buying the new homes. However, these loans can be an extension, purchasing the land property under the construction house, etc. There are income tax breaks that you get on this type of loans. Now coming down to understand vehicle loan. The vehicle loan helps you to buy a vehicle of your choice. It is good to have the high credit score when you apply for the vehicle loan. This vehicle loan is a secured loan that is disbursed against the security of the vehicle by way of hypothecation. If you fail to pay your installment, the lender will take back the vehicle and recover the outstanding debts. Then cash advances. These loans are enabling the credit card users to withdraw the cash from the ATM and using the credit card. The amount of cash which is allowed depending upon the credit limit available. And this cash has to be paid back with the interest, which is usually calculated from the day of the cash that has been withdrawn. Other fees like cash advance fee, finance charges, that is becoming payable. So it is very, very costly affair. Now gold loan. The gold loan also can be used to raise the cash to meet the emergency or planned financial requirement. such type of business, such as business expansion, education, medical emergency, agriculture expenses, etc. What is required to do is, gold as a security is to be placed with the bank and as a collateral, and against that the loan will be granted for the different purposes, that is gold loan. Any other metal, gem, stone, etc. that are in the jewelry will not be calculated when determining the value of the pure gold. Education loan. This education loan is availed specifically to finance the educational requirement towards the school, college, and depending upon the lender, it will cover the basic fees of the course, examination fee, accommodation, and other miscellaneous charges also. The student is a borrower with any other close relative being a co-applicant for the education loan. This loan can be availed for the courses in India as well as for abroad. Now coming down to understand little bit about the nomination facilities. Nomination. For each and every account, there is a facility of doing the nomination of your closed one. So bank account nomination refers to adding one of the family member as a nominee for your bank account. This is usually done to ensure that the money in the account is in the hands of the successor, authorized by the account holder in unfortunate event of his or her death. Though nomination is not mandatory to have a nomination on the account, it always advisable to update the nomination on all your accounts, especially if it is a single account. If nomination is in place, the bank would simply pay off the amount lying in the deceased accounts to the nominated person. Features. Nomination features. Only individual can make a nomination. Non-individual, including the society, trust, body corporate, karta of Hindu undivided family, power of attorney, cannot be nominated. You can appoint only one nominee per account. Only one nominee per account. In case of nomination for a joint account, all the holders need to sign jointly and appoint the nominee. This nomination facility is available to all the deposits account, articles in the safe custody and the safe deposit vaults also. This nomination is available for the accounts which are open in individual capacity only and not for the accounts opened in representative capacity. Therefore, the nomination can be done in favor of only one person, but this nomination in favor of more than one person, that is up to two, is also possible in a jointly operated locker account. Jointly operated locker account with common consent. Nomination can be made, cancelled, varied, or modified also during the tenure of the account, anytime. While making the nomination, cancellation of variation and the request should be signed by the account holder. Nomination can be made in favor of minor also under the guardianship. For the existing accounts where the nomination is not made, the account holders can do so by filing up the form which is available at the bank's branches. The right of nomination to receive the payment from the bank arises only after the death of the depositor in a single account and the death of all the depositor in case of joint account. So in case of the depositor do not wish to make a nomination, the same should be recorded on the account opening form by the depositor with their full signature. So friends, this is all about the accounts, type of account, depending upon the holding, depending upon the type offered, etc., and its characteristic feature, advantages, disadvantages, what we have discussed. So thank you very much.